We have some agenda items to note or change. We've added elk raffle license as number 14 on the agenda. We're going to have a Lewis and Clark concession discussion here in the next few minutes. And there's been a license list request. So we'll begin with the conflict of interest disclosure. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Anyone have any conflict they would like to disclose or discuss? Seeing none, we will move to approval of the minutes from our October 2018 meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Not all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, additional commissioner salary days. Anyone have any additional days?
I have one for the turkey meeting that I went to out in Pier.
Okay, Commissioner Peterson has one.
I would like one for the meeting in Chamberlain.
Commissioner Phillips has one. Commissioner Locken.
I'd like one for October 17th, the chronic wasting disease workshop.
Okay. Any others? Somebody?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, Sioux Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and my goodness.
If you folks bring this kind of weather to this region, we're going to have you come every week for the rest of the winter season, okay? So anyway, my name is Jackie Wentworth. I work as one of the sales representatives for the Sioux Falls Convention Visitors Bureau. And I actually come on behalf of Terry Schmidt. She could not be here today. She's our executive director. She's actually down in Oklahoma City doing a huge softball, or a bid for a huge softball tournament. And we just learned this morning that the vote went our way. So Sioux Falls will be hosting a huge young women's softball tournament here in a couple of years. So we're very, very excited about that. So she sends her greetings. But anyway, I certainly want to thank the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission, not only for meeting here today, but everything that you folks do and how it is so intertwined with what we do in the visitor industry. Obviously, without you, the visitor industry or tourism would certainly not be the second largest industry in our state. So whether it be, you know, fishing or the hunting, and obviously we take part in that with our Hunters Welcome every year, and just the state parks that we have in our region here, whether it be, you know, Good Earth or Newton Hills or Palisades, I just want to thank you so much for kind of putting this on our front porch. We utilize this a great deal when we are hosting travel writers or bus tour groups. Certainly, meeting planners, we are constantly bringing people out here to showcase this great gem to the rest of the world. Recently, we hosted two German travel writers, and once I had dinner with them the night before that they came here, found out that they were actually had their PhD in archaeology. And of course, they just ate this place up. So again, thank you so much for what you folks do, just bringing the history, the culture, just the education, not only Good Earth State Park, but of course, our outdoor campus in Sioux Falls as well. That is such a treasure that we utilize on a regular basis in the visitor industry. And I know Jim and Jen are sitting here. I just really want to personally congratulate them and thank them for the outstanding job that they do, as well as their great team of employees and volunteers. Again, when we bring people out on the weekends, sometimes after hours, they're so accommodating, and so we're so grateful that we have the opportunity to showcase this place. So anyway, thank you. We know that this place is beautiful, it's sacred, and we treasure it very, very much. Thank you for the part that you play in our industry.
Thank you, Jackie. Congratulations on your bid. Probably beat out Rapid City, huh? Next, we go to the code of conduct. It's Chris, I think. Oh, Lewis and Clark? Okay, let's go to Lewis and Clark.